You're listening to the Marketer DNA podcast, your internet marketing advice. Here's your host, Willie Desjardins.
What's going on, my friends? What's going on? Adam probably went a little bit too long trying to make a decision on what topic that I wanted to talk about. But we're going to talk about a little bit of SEO tonight. And the reason why I want to talk about SEO, because I'm fixing to get into going into the opportunity of talking about SEO. And I want to make sure we got a good grasp of SEO. And the title of this particular podcast is going to be SEO Basics for Beginning, Understanding and Implementing Effective Strategies. Now, I want you to understand this before we go into this particular podcast. When you even make posts on Facebook or any social media platform, you always research the topic that previous people who have may have clicked on or been involved with. So you got to do things like that. So when you do that, you want to do a research. So that's where the SEO comes in. So you want to make sure you do your SEO optimization. So the first thing we want to talk about, I got a little article that I want to read, and it talks about the SEO opportunity. So I just want you to take a listen to this, and you'll be satisfied. Let's just start out with this, the introduction. In the infinite realm of internet, where a number of websites exceeding a staggering 1.1 billion, a voice rises above the noise, breaking through the chatter, navigating through the maze of zeros, and one to bring clarity to those seeking graphs, the reign of digital beasts. Welcome, my dear listeners, to the SEO Basic Beginning, Understanding and Implementing Effective Strategies. This is your one-stop destination for all things search engine optimization. A lot of people hate search engine optimization, but you steady using it. Okay, your guide on this journey, your faithful navigation through the mysterious and often intimidating seas of SEO is none other than your truly. My name is Willie Desjardins, a small seasoned veteran digital marketing with more than a decade of experience under my belt. My resume includes trying to help followers, small and large scale, the dizzy heights of Google search ranking, transforming unknown titles into household names. But enough about me. Let's dive into the heart of the SEO matter. Okay. All right. I want to say this. The history of SEO is fascinating. One, back in the early days of the internet, in the late 80s, a website could rank highly merely stuffing keywords in their pages. Remember that really vividly. Much like a child overfilling a toy box. But as we journey into the new millennium, search engines grew more sophisticated. Google, the Goliath of all of them, introduced complex algorithms, forever changing the landscape of SEO. Yeah, I remember the days when we could stuff. I had a credit card post that was ranked on the top of search engines in a Google for almost 2 years. Didn't know what I was doing, but it was ranked, and I had ads sent to it. And that site made me a bunch of money until that algorithm came in. So, and it's going to be changing now since AI is involved. So let's go on into the post. Okay. Let me paint a picture for you, a concrete example that will help you grasp the enormity of the evolution. Imagine an adequate library, dusting shelves filled with numerous books. The old librarian shuffles to find a book using a rudimentary card system. I don't even know what that means. You ask for a book on dinosaurs and she hand you a book on eggs just because it mentions dinosaurs. So where? That's how the search engine was in the 90s. Believe me, I know that. Now imagine a modern state-of-the-art library with an AI library. You ask for a book on dinosaurs, and not only does it provide you a book specifically on dinosaur, but it also categorizes them based on the period, type of the dinosaur, target, age group, and so much more. It's even suggests a book on paleontology because it is understand the broader context of interest. That's, my friend, is how the search engine, especially Google, works today. Oh, yeah. Yeah, to get ranked in the search engine, guys, let me tell you something. You have to have an article filled with keywords that's related to the search so you can have a broader outcome to your search reach. And, you know, I'll have to do a podcast on that because it's extremely tough. You have to be committed to doing that. And you have to know what you're doing when you're doing stuff like that. Okay. With such advantage, the role of SEO evolves and it became a lighthouse guiding business to potential customers. So what is SEO? It is a series of strategies, techniques, and tactic used to increase the visibility of a website by obtaining a higher rank placement in the search engine results. If you don't know that, okay. To better understand SEO, let's draw up the wisdom of statistics. According to Bright Edge, as of 2021, over 53% of all trackable website traffic comes from organic search. A lot of people don't realize that. Now, that's more than half of all the internet traffic image. If your website isn't optimized for search engine, you're potentially missing out on more than half of your potential audience or customers. That's why it's important to understand what is going on in this particular podcast, guys. That's why I'm putting this out there. Now, I want you to think about the last time you used a search engine. You typed in a keyword on a query, and within milliseconds, a list of relevant websites appeared. Most likely, you clicked on the first few results. In fact, study shows that the first five organic results accounts for nearly 67.60% of all clicks. The competition for these coveted spots is intense, and that's where SEO come into play. Very nice, very nice, very nice. Consider this. You're a small coffee shop owner in New York, and you've created a website. You want people searching for the best coffee shop in New York to find your site, but by implementing SEO strategies like optimizing your website content with the right keyword, improving your site at low speed, and building quality backlinks to you can potentially outrank your competitor on Google. A lot of work in there, guys. A lot of work involved in that. However, SEO isn't a set it and forget it strategy. It is an ongoing process. As dynamic as the internet is itself, Google algorithms are updated regularly, which means the tactic that got you on the top spot last year might not work this year. To remain relevant, you need to keep up with these changes and adapt to the SEO strategies accordingly. Now, that's one thing you want to do. If you're actually a blogger, and I'm trying to be a blogger, you want to even update on your content when some of the data that you have on that content is outdated. So that's just the nature of the beast. Okay. So our next little nugget is, now this might seem daunting, but let me assure you it's not. In fact, it's a journey full of opportunity. It's a journey that begins with understanding how search engine work. What people are searching for, the actual search terms are keywords typed into the search engines and which search engines are preferred by your target audience. That is really, really keen. And so we embark on the journey together. However, the next hour, we will unravel the mysteries of SEO. We will explore the roles of keyword, the importance of quality content, the significance of backlinks, and so much more. We will delve into the depths of Google algorithms, dissecting them piece by piece with every stride we take. We will illuminate the path of optimizing your website for search engine, guiding you towards the coveted top spots in the search engine results. Very nice, very nice, very nice, very nice. Welcome aboard, my friend, to the captivating world of SEO. Let's turn the page to the next chapter in your digital story. Now, a lot of people just don't realize that the SEO is basically what you're doing. And the reason why I want to put this into play. Now, a lot of people do paid ad. That's for established marketers that has started out with SEO, then built a little momentum, and they started to do paid ad. Do you not realize that's still a form of SEO, but the form of SEO is bidding on keywords? You're actually looking at keywords to bid on so you can promote your product up. So SEO is involved in everything, whether you're doing ads on Google, whether you're doing ads on YouTube, whether you're doing ads on Facebook, or whether you're doing ads on Pinterest. Any ad platform has to do with some kind of research of how often this keyword is being searched and how much it costs to get your visibility up where people can recognize you. So, and the reason why I wanted to start this article off into the SEO part, because I have a Facebook channel and it's a Facebook group, and I'll have a link where you can come and join. In my group, I'm teaching YouTube traffic and blog traffic and Pinterest traffic combined. So what I want to talk about is the SEO process of it, because I'm pushing this traffic from YouTube to Pinterest, from the blog to Pinterest. But if that's going to be my first method of actually getting that traffic exposed, well, I have to research keywords. I have to do SEO optimization in Pinterest and find out what keywords that will work in that particular audience, so I can promote the YouTube to the Pinterest channel, so I can promote the blog to the YouTube channel, and then I can put the video on the blog post and get double exposure. So you want to do that. And the reason why I think that's effective, historically, when I done my Pinterest marketing system, I always got quality traffic. It's a process that you have to grow, and they do have paid ad. Eventually, I will get into the paid ad format on that as well. So, but what you want to do is you got to find out inside. You might as well say Pinterest is a search engine. You want to find out what people are looking for. Yeah, you find out, like, you know. So what I do is I find out the keywords that are doing well in Pinterest. Make sure it is doing well on YouTube. I research that too. I take the same keyword and I research it on YouTube to make sure I'm messing with products that can do well on Pinterest and do well on YouTube together. And then I create a blog post on the same particular topic that I'm dealing with, and I place that YouTube video on that blog. So you have basically three outlets that you're getting a lot of traffic from. And that's the reason why I started out this SEO podcast topic, because in the next few weeks, you'll see me get involved with talking about Pinterest. You'll see me talk about YouTube. And don't get me wrong, I'm not I'm not the top-notch dog in this kind of race. I'm in the process of learning and getting better. And as I learn, and you guys on the podcast, you can learn with me. So just trying to prepare your minds and prepare your hearts what I'm fixing to get involved in. And then, you know, I'm involved with just actually being an affiliate marketer. And then I promote Live Good. I'm a Live Good member, and I'll have the link into the show notes if you want to be a part of that organization. Very fine organization. It's about to blow up, guys, so you want to be a part of it. So, guys, I just want to go ahead and finish this podcast. I hope you take some of this nugget, and I'll have this entire breakdown of this in the show notes so you can reread it the way you want to reread it. Okay. So, guys, take care. Have a good weekend, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Take care. Be blessed.
You've been listening to the Marketer DNA podcast, your internet marketing advice. Please don't forget to subscribe to this channel. I hope to have you here for the next episode.